Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Second down and two now at the 12 in the shotgun. There's the snap. He sets. He throws a short pass. It's caught at the 5-yard line by Hernandez. Breaks a tackle at the one, bouncing his way into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the Patriots on top 16-9.
Thank you, Kevin Harlan. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. Be careful driving out there. It is a messy, nasty Thursday. So we appreciate you turning it on, leaving it on, wherever you're listening, especially on radio.com today. You are appreciated. And we want to hook you up with $1,000 starting in the 8 o'clock hour, along with why Michael Irvin is a little bit concerned about this new Cowboys offense. But Aaron Hernandez and his Netflix special was released yesterday, and it was trending, like number one in DFW. And I was like, we're all pretty familiar with details of this, but let's check it out and see what is brand new. Let's start off with a clip from the trailer that has everybody talking.
The why is the story here.
He was out to prove something. Like a tough guy all the time.
He had a second residence.
The flop house. He had trouble with drugs, with guns.
Aaron was absolutely operating on the edge.
So the first thing that jumps out to me is the childhood, right? You start from the beginning. And Aaron Hernandez was not in some gang-infested,
no,
drug-filled childhood. He's Bristol, Connecticut, the home of ESPN.
Yeah, it's just a simple, sleepy Connecticut town. Like, it doesn't seem like there's much to do about nothing there. You know, I don't think you would sit there and say, oh, man, that's the reason he turned out like that.
Now, the dynamics of his family clearly messed him up. His dad, who he did love, was this hard ass who would sometimes drink too much, come home, get abusive with his family, and he was like old school. Like, Aaron Hernandez eventually got in a physical relationship with his high school quarterback, terrified. If his father ever found out, one of the quotes was, you know, he would beat the gay out of him.
Yeah, but they used a gay slur.
They used a gay slur.
Describing,
but his
that.
Dad would just not have it. He was the definition of a, quote unquote, man's man. And he felt bad for his mom, that his dad was abusive towards his mother, and Aaron Hernandez could not be, you know, totally free with some of his tendencies of who he was. But that was him as a youth.
This was, to me, when I, you know, this was Mike Tyson Customato. When Cust died, Tyson didn't have the same structure,
yes,
in his life anymore.
Yes.
And, you know, he was kind of, I don't want to say coerced by Don King, but he was charmed by Don King. And he fell under the King umbrella, and there was a lack of structure. It was just do what you want. And then Mike Tyson was this 20-year-old kid who was on top of the world, and he did what he wanted, and he ended up in jail.
Yeah.
And for Aaron Hernandez, his dad dies, and the structure of life is gone.
And he wanted to be a cheerleader when he was younger. He didn't dream of bringing that up. And then, yeah, when his dad died, there's a quote in here from one of his childhood friends saying, I saw Aaron at the wake. It was like looking into a new person's eyes. Something had changed. I just couldn't believe it. It was a guy who had no emotion at his father's wake. Kind of like how we saw Hernandez in the courtroom proceedings. Like, his face never changed. It was like there was no soul inside, and that he flipped this switch after going to Florida. He was going to go to UConn, where his brother was, and he went to Florida, and that's when he started getting all the tattoos. That's when he started really lashing out, thinking that he was entitled. And the relationship that really messed everything up was his mother's. So his dad passes away, right? Weeks after, his mom starts dating a family friend.
Mm-hmm. His cousin's boyfriend, his husband, whatever
his
it was.
His cousin's boyfriend. The cousin's boyfriend moves into his house. So Hernandez is waking up every day, still mourning his dad. And here's this brand new dude in his boxers making bacon in the kitchen, sleeping in his dad's bed with his mom. So Aaron decided to become tight with the cousin.
Yeah.
The cousin whose man left her for Aaron's mom. I know it sounds like an episode of Springer. Aaron Hernandez would just go start staying at that cousin's house, smoking marijuana, and living more freely.
There were no rules.
That was his best friend.
Yeah, there were no rules. You know, it's you're living at grandma's house, at aunt's house. You know, there's not the same rules as mom and dad's. Potentially a worse, a more different part of town. At least it looked like that on the footage. And that's where he meets a couple of guys who he winds up getting involved with who have a seedy past.
Yes.
All right. And it just, it all snowballs from there. I mean, it's like, it's the classic sad story of a football player who feels they could do no wrong, doing wrong, getting away with it, and then just kind of going from there.
Oh man. See, I didn't take it just as a football player. Like that
any celebrity.
Yeah, but that dynamic too of his dad and his mom, like doing what happened that 1 year span where his father died and then his mother had started a relationship with his cousin's husband at the time, that just made things so much worse. And then he felt like he had to get out of his mom's house because he didn't want to be around this guy.
I know, we just recapped that. I know you're on the fan text, but we just talked about that part of it. So the documentary, three parts, let's just go in order. The first part is basically starting off in jail. Now, one of the cool things about the piece that we didn't have before, audio of his jail calls. Calls to his fiance, who stuck by him no matter what. Calls to his mom. Calls to one of the Pouncey brothers that he played with at the University of Florida. So the phone calls are all in there, and you get that. And then the other thing is how comfortable he was in jail. And Dan Wetzel said this. He went from a 7,100 square foot mansion to a 7x10 jail cell and moved in like it was no problem. He told his mom, like, it's so cozy in here. I walk out of my cell and I always turn around and look at it and I'm like proud of how neat and tidy I'm keeping it. That's the first thing where you're like, uh-oh, cuckoo. Like, he was totally cool and cozy in his jail cell. All he wanted was the structure. It's what we always hear about athletes and coaches.
Yeah.
He just wanted a structure to things. You obviously have that in jail. The only thing he missed on the outside was his daughter.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. He, you know, this struck me because he compartmentalizes, like the way I compartmentalize things. And that scared the hell out of me watching this because that is a trait of sociopaths.
I mean, you've been accused of being a sociopath.
I have been accused of that, and I probably am. Not a psychopath, but a sociopath. I'm comfortable with that.
Yes.
But that's one of the traits. You know, something goes wrong, you can block it out of your mind and just go on with your day as if nothing happened.
So in addition to the messed up family dynamic, Aaron Hernandez's girlfriend slash fiance was sisters with Odin Lloyd's girlfriend. Odin Lloyd is one of the people he killed. So his fiance was sisters with Odin Lloyd's girlfriend. He was tight with Odin Lloyd. And while in jail, he loved the Harry Potter books. Like, people would make fun of him. He said he didn't care. He really did care what everyone thought of him. In love with Harry Potter books. And the stuff, I mean, he really was a dumb criminal. All the stuff he did was basically caught on his home security system.
And he couldn't even get rid of it.
He didn't erase all of the home security footage from his house. So he murders Odin Lloyd.
A mile from his home
and pulls into his driveway after the murder, waving the gun around in his house. There's footage of his girlfriend getting rid of the gun box. The cops are all looking for the weapon, right? They're diving in bodies of water around the house. He sends her a text, hey, behind the painting, there's a safe, there's a box. And there she goes on the security camera, walking out of the back door to go and dump the gun.
Yep, and just the amount of, and then you see that in the rental car, there's still shell casings in there.
And the bubble gum he bought at the convenience store, that's also caught on footage. Blue Bubblicious.
I mean, there are so many mistakes in this. And one of the guys in this was a teammate, a semi-pro teammate of Odin Lloyd's, and called Hernandez a wannabe gangster.
Yep.
And I was like, and after I saw the footage of all the problems that went with this, I'm like, you know what? That is like a real that is a sloppy crime. I watch enough Law and Orders to know if you're going to fix a crime, there's ways to do it. That was not it.
877-881-1053. What jumped out to you from the Aaron Hernandez Netflix special that has just been released? And we're just taking you through the first half of it, and we'll finish up the rest at 9:20. What's on the fan text?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people a little upset with this because it just came out yesterday morning at noon.
Well, he died. Yeah. And he killed people
and he died. Well, there you go.
And this is also like the fourth documentary that's been done about Aaron Hernandez. A&E did one. Lifetime did one. I watched most of those. And I think the only difference with this one here is because it wasn't done as hastily as those ones. Those ones were done so quickly afterwards. This had the time to go back and have personal interviews with the people involved, the people around Odin Lloyd and the other victims involved as well. From the 817, his cousin was crazy going to jail to cover for him with the car in her garage and all. That's another crazy thing.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. The cousin that he became, gosh, it's so confusing. The cousin whose man left her for Aaron's mother became Hernandez's best friend. She's dealing with breast cancer. She's sitting in court refusing to testify. She's going to jail. She's a soldier. She's going to jail for him with two kids on her own. But Aaron Hernandez was like her son because Hernandez hated his mom, couldn't be in his own house, moved to her house, and she was basically an accomplice moving forward. So we'll finish it up at 9:20.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.